when I changed what I was looking at, when I changed my focus of why am I not fitting in? Why am I not feeling like I belong? To what does that mean about me? What does that show? What does that tell me about myself? I changed the questions. So what I mean is, when you change the focus into what you're missing to what you have, welcome to the Isaac Velez Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Today we're going to be talking about how I learned to silence my inner critic. Today's conversation is inspired by the fact that in all of our lives, we have that inner critic, that voice that tells us that we can't do that extra rep, or that we can't build our own business, or we can't succeed in what we think we can succeed, that we have to fit in, that we shouldn't be like an outlier, we should be like everybody else. These kinds of thoughts that come up. And a lot of times we ask ourselves, you know, how do we stop being so critical with ourselves? And a lot of us struggle with it in different ways. The way I struggled with it was I never felt like I fit in. No matter who I had around me, no matter the environment, no matter the friends, I never felt like I actually belonged. And to this day, I still don't feel that way. I have people that feel right, but in situations and places, it's hard for me to always stay because I don't always feel that I belong. And so that critic, that voice on my shoulder kept telling me, you know, you don't belong here. You'll never be one of them. And that got me thinking when I went on my own journey of personal development, how do I get past that? How does one overcome that voice? Because in my experience, we don't defeat our own demons. We learn to live with them. We learn to rise above them, or they control us for the rest of our lives. Now, most people are controlled by their demons. They're ridden by fear for their entire lives. And by the inaction of fear, they never become who they could have been. But when you learn to live with your demons, you acknowledge that reality isn't as good as you want it to be, and you move forward. But that only gets you to the cynical point. What is it like to rise above your demons? Because that's how I got past my critic, was rising above it all. You change the rules of the game. Because we all play this game of life. We all live in the same world, with the same problems, with the same inequalities. We all face hardships and challenges, no matter if we were born into the richest families or the scum of the earth societies with no running water or electricity. We all have challenges of our own. Now, of course, these challenges are different, and some of these challenges for some people are physical and survival-based challenges. But we all have that commonality that no matter our circumstances, we're going to face challenges. And rising above our demons and becoming more than we are requires us to accept the fact that there's always things we can learn. And so when it comes to learning how to rise above it all, you have to change what it is you're looking at. Now, what does this mean? When I changed what I was looking at, when I changed my focus of why am I not fitting in? Why am I not feeling like I belong? To what does that mean about me? What does that show? What does that tell me about myself? I changed the questions. So what I mean is, when you change the focus into what you're missing to what you have, where you come from a position of strength rather than lack, the difference is everything. The difference is everything, because when you change the fact that you now have something you come from the position of strength, like I just mentioned. Weakness, right, comes from you, a place of ignorance, a place of not understanding, a place of not having. When you have something, you're strong, you're on steady ground. And so what we have to do is change that paradigm. We have to be the ones that put ourselves in the seats of power. And we do this by accepting that sometimes the obstacle is the way. Sometimes what stands in the way becomes the way. It's a very popularized idea in the Stoic philosophy, right? The obstacle, the obstruction to what we want often is what we want. The magic is in the work that we're avoiding. And what this looks like when it comes to silencing your inner critic is you have to ask yourself, what if my inner critic is right and I can still be happy? It's a weird thing to say, but once you say it, the possibilities start to run as they did for me. Because once I said, what if my inner critic is right? I realized that no matter the environments, I just didn't view myself the way I viewed others. And that putting myself in these situations, they were just boxes that weren't comfortable with who I am. And I realized in order for me to be comfortable, I had to be more authentic than I could be while in these groups, while in these circles, while in these spheres of influence. And I became comfortable with the fact of knowing that I don't have to fit in. I don't have to be like anyone else. My critic was right, and I came out on top. It's this idea of the hyper-realist. You fall in love with reality. You're not cynical. You're not an illusionary. You're not telling yourself lies, but you see it as it is. You call it as you see it, and you allow that to take you forward. You allow that to catapult our own success. And so what do you do when times get hard? What do you do when the person in the mirror looking back at you is telling you that you can't do it? You tell them that they're right, and then you figure out what they're telling you and how you can spin it. Because the most powerful thing we have is the own framing of our own mind. Realizing that we control the tool that is our own mind is our biggest source of strength. You don't have to change who you are. You have to change how you receive the information that's coming from you. Because we all have our thoughts. We all have our doubts, our uncertainties, and our fears. But the difference is that we can be in positions where we can take back control of our lives. Because freedom comes down to choices. And when you know how to think for your best interest or the purpose that you have, choices become easier. And now you don't have to second guess your choices. You make a choice, you live with it, and you move on. And now you're not so worried about the past or the future, but you're in the present. You are in the moment. And the beautiful thing about the moment is it's everlasting. We're always in the moments of the day, but a lot of times it's taken aback by everything else that we allow to clutter our lives. And so the important thing that we have to know in order for us to silence our inner critic is who we are and where we want to go. And that clarity is something that you work on for the rest of your life. I started when I was 16. I still do it today, and I know I'll do it 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years if I'm still alive. Hopefully, I mean, you know, I'll be young and healthy, but the point is that I'll always be doing it. And I know that's true because every single time I ask myself, who am I? What do I do? The bigger and the broader the answer becomes. The more you are willing to be open with yourself, the more you realize how special you really are. Because the more you know about yourself, the more authentic you are. The more you know about your interest and your personality and your character and your dealings and your experiences and the people that you've interacted with, the more and more it becomes uncommon and more you stand out from everybody else. Because for most people, they just live in the crowd for their entire lives. But the people that stand out, they're not understood. And so you have this mix of people that are, excuse me, not forgotten, but they live their life without becoming something. And you have the people that aren't necessarily welcomed. They don't fit in, yet they're remembered. Everything we do has a price to pay. Everything we do comes with a price tag attached. But we have to ask ourselves, what kind of price are we willing to pay? What are we willing to do for everything that we've ever wanted? Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate your time. As always, let's close it out. Veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered.
That concludes today's episode on the Isaac Velez Show. If you enjoyed this episode and it provided you with value, we appreciate it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and share this episode with one person. We are grateful for all the support that you provide. And if you are serious about improving your life, check out our coaching at www.isaacantoniovelez.com. Until next time, that's it for today's episode.